VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump said Monday he's sending Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to Turkey and Saudi Arabia to discuss the case of missing Washington Post contributor Jamal Khashoggi.
Go to other places if necessary, which he probably will. But with regard to this, go to Turkey if necessary. The king told me that Turkey and Saudi Arabia are working hand in hand very closely on getting to the bottom of what happened.
President Trump on Monday suggested, quote, rogue killers might have murdered Khashoggi. He told reporters that Saudi King Salman told him in a 20-minute long phone conversation Monday he had no knowledge of what happened to Khashoggi, who was a critic of the heir to the Saudi throne, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. Separately, the leaders of Turkey and Saudi Arabia have discussed forming a joint working group to look into Khashoggi's disappearance. The Al-Nasib border crossing between Jordan and Syria reopened Monday after a three-year-long closure. Observers on both sides expressed hopes the reopening would help improve economies in nearby countries. Correspondent Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Economic observers said the border passage generated nearly $600 million in trade yearly before war in Syria began in 2011. More than 7,000 trucks were estimated to have crossed between the two countries daily. Arab media also reported UN peacekeepers officially took control of the Kenitra crossing between Israel and Syria. Syria's main border crossing with Iraq at Al-Bukamel remains in the hands of U.S.-backed Kurdish forces and is closed due to fears of Iran using it to smuggle weapons into the region.
This is VOA News. Representatives from North and South Korea met at the DMZ on Monday. They talked about the implementation agreements made during the recent meeting between South Korean President Moon Jae-in and North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. VOA Seoul correspondent Steve Miller reports.
North and South Korean leaders agreed in September to intensify cross-border cooperation and exchanges on various fronts. The Koreas agreed to connect rail and road systems along the east and west coasts during the summit, among other inter-Korean projects, and shared a view to make the Korean Peninsula a land of safety without nuclear weapons.
Zimbabwe's government says the country is emerging from a recent economic meltdown during which shops ran out of goods and drivers spent long hours in lines at gas stations. But economists say the crisis is not over. They say people have no confidence in the currency or in President Emmerson Mnangagwa's government. Correspondent Columbus Mavungo reports for VOA from Harare.
For a decade, the country has been without an official currency and relied on U.S. dollars, the British pound, and South African rand to conduct transactions. In the past 3 years, however, all three currencies have been hard to find, paralyzing the economy. The introduction of bond notes, a currency Zimbabweans started printing 2 years ago to ease the situation, has not helped. The bond notes were supposed to trade at par with the US dollar, but on the black market, a dollar is now equal to close to three bond notes.
The migrant caravan that began in northern Honduras has grown from 1,000 to 1,700. Some people are walking, some are in vehicles. The march organizer says the marchers are fleeing poverty and violence back home. The place they left, San Pedro Sula, has one of the world's highest murder rates, and 64% of the households in Honduras live in poverty. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions on Monday designated five groups as top transnational organized crime threats. He targeted them for stepped-up prosecutions by the Justice Department and ordered prosecutors to use tax and firearms laws and other means to prosecute the groups and their members. The five groups include the Lebanese Hezbollah and the Central American street gang MS-13, as well as Mexican criminal groups and a Colombian drug cartel. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.